Many people replace their cell phones every couple of years, so there's a growing pile of plastics and electronics in landfills. Now, plastic researchers at the University of Warwick in Coventry, England, have developed what may be a partial solution. With research company PVAX, they've designed a special cell phone casing that takes the idea of biodegradable into the realm of aesthetics. Not only will this thing disintegrate into the soil, it may actually sprout into a sunflower. Carrie Kerwin leads the materials research team at the university that developed the biodegradable sunflower phone casing, and earlier he spoke with Day-to-Day's Noah Adams.
Dr. Kerwin, how in the world would you come up with an idea like this? How did this work?
Well, the idea came about over a cup of coffee at our material suppliers and partners, PVAX. And we were just talking about the amount of mobile phone waste being generated around the world by mobile phones that are thrown away. And so we thought about making a biodegradable plastic casing for them. And then the idea came about for putting a seed into there and then putting a seed into a transparent window. And that way it would look different to a normal plastic mobile phone case.
Well, first of all, the numbers. Give us the number of cell phones that are being disposed of and cell phone covers every year.
Well, speaking for Europe, the latest figures show about 120 million mobile phones a year are thrown away across Europe. And in the UK, there's about 15 million. Mm. And so if you imagine 120 million mobile phones and then add on a couple of casings per phone, there's thousands of tons of plastic waste being generated, and that's what we're looking at the moment.
Right. Okay. So the idea is to make the casing, the face of the telephone, biodegradable. And why put a sunflower seed in there?
Well, we chose sunflowers simply because we like sunflowers, but the rationale was that it had to look different from a normal plastic phone casing, because if it didn't, people wouldn't know what to do with it. So put a seed in there, and it would give people a reason to actually take the phone apart and put the casing into the ground or into a plant pot, and then the rest of the phone, hopefully, they would take and put into a proper recycling stream, which doesn't happen very much at the moment.
What is the timeline then from the time you plant your telephone cover to you have the sunflower? I guess it depends on the season, but how does the process go?
Well, when you finish with the casing, you put it into the ground, and we found that we had the first shoots appearing after a couple of weeks, and then it takes a few weeks for the rest of the plant to grow, depending obviously on the weather conditions and the soil type, etc.
And you can proudly point to someone would come to your garden and you could say, that's my old telephone.
Well, that's it, yeah. That was part of the idea. People could improve their own environment as well as helping the social environment.
You think this idea has any chance at all?
We think it does. We've got a lot of interest around the world, and we've got some partners at Motorola who like the idea as well, and we hope it's going to be picked up and run with.
If you extrapolate it, let's say 10 years, I mean, have you had this thought? What else you could do with it?
Well, we've got some ideas on how we can tackle some of the other problems inside the phones with the electronic parts, but they are at the moment very much in the infancy. But we certainly believe we have some solutions that are possible.
In other words, if you knew, you certainly wouldn't tell me.
Well, that's a trade secret, I'm afraid. So we have to keep something back to earn our partners' money.
Carrie Kerwin is materials researcher at the University of Warwick in Coventry, England. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
And that interview, thank you to Day-to-Day's Noah Adams.